Well, Coach, I know it's kind of a frustrating loss today, but it's been a solid season, comparative to Vandalia's history. I mean, you guys pick up 3 wins so far on the year, and you still got another game before regionals. Who's kind of stepped up as your playmakers this year? Who's been getting it done for you?
Well, I don't like to single out one player, especially in a team like soccer, because one player doesn't make a team. I would say overall, person for person, we've improved exponentially since last year. Like you said, today was definitely a blemish on our season, but I would say overall we've gotten much better as a team.
Yeah, I mean, you guys have a young group. It's good to kind of, like, you're going to have to take your lumps the first couple years, but everybody learns and grows as the season goes on. And getting a young athletic group like that, it's easy to kind of build over the next couple years.
Yeah, I really do appreciate the fact that we have such a young group of players. We have a lot of freshmen and sophomores. Obviously, our juniors and seniors are older players, the ones that have been playing for a while and the ones that lead the team. But at the same time, we have a really solid base for years to come.
Yeah. Let's see, what are your kind of takeaways from the season? Like, what's been the biggest thing to you as first-year coach?
Well, I think especially compared to last year, we've gotten a lot better. We're actually starting to look like a soccer team. We're not just a bunch of individuals out there running. Our players know what to do. Is there a lot that we can improve on? Yes. But we have gotten a lot better even from the start of this season. So I think that if we can keep improving like this every year, Vandalia will end up having a very, very good soccer team by the end of it.
Yeah, and I mean, that's kind of the big thing with soccer. Everybody has to be on the same page. Everybody's got to be communicating. And it really takes a group effort to kind of get somebody open down close. I mean, it's a long field, lot of space. You got to move it around.
Yeah, and it is a hard sport to learn. We have a lot of new players this year, not only freshmen, but players are students that have never played before in their life. And it is a very hard sport to learn in a month or a week or anything like that, just like any other sport would be. But I think that they've done a very good job at adapting to it, and I hope that they stay with it, because if they stay with it, over time we'll be able to build and build, and eventually we will have a good program here, is my hope.
Yeah, and I mean, I tell you, one thing you guys aren't short on in the couple games I've seen this year's effort. I mean, everybody hustles, seems like. And then defensively especially, I mean, kind of got to hustle when the ball's in that end a lot. But, I mean, it seems like everybody plays hard.
Yeah, and our effort has gotten a lot better throughout the year. I know at the beginning of the year we had a few issues with that, to where our players didn't know when to run or how much they needed to run or what they really needed to do. But as the year's gone on and players have learned their positions and their jobs in the field, they know that they have to play from whistle to whistle every single game. And I've seen that for pretty much every game that we played this year.
I mean, part of that comes from just the confidence. It's kind of learning your position. You can kind of shell out a little bit more once you have that base and have that confidence.
Yeah, and I think the confidence has really helped them. With the players that have joined either mid-season or at the beginning of the season, you can tell that they might not have been very comfortable in their first few games. But as they've been out here, as they've kept playing, they become more and more confident. And I think that's really helped their play, and it's helped the team as a whole.
Yeah, and I mean, picking up a couple wins on the year, that's got to help with the confidence. And it kind of keeps everybody bought in, because, I mean, you can't, like, it sucks losing a lot, you know. As a former player, like, if you're losing it, it's tough to buy in. But getting a couple wins and kind of seeing something build, like, I think is a big spot for a lot of these guys.
Yeah, and I think going years and years and years without a win was just something that was always looming over their head. Obviously, as a coach, I was always pushing, we can win this game, we can do this, but it's hard when you don't get that first win. I think after we got that first win, the mentality shifted quite a bit too, to where we're not just chasing that first win anymore, we're trying to actually have a winning season and play well consistently, not just for that one win.
And I mean, that's all part of building the culture. You got to get that first one to kind of get everybody bought in. But then, like you said, everybody just kind of builds off of that, and the focus and the standard kind of shifts. Everything just starts to build.
Yeah, and even after that first win, we were playing much more consistently. We weren't just playing hard at the beginning or hard at the end. They were playing hard the entire time. They didn't just want one win. They wanted 2 wins. They wanted 3 wins. They wanted 4 or 5, and they wanted to just keep building that up. And I'm hoping that we can keep that mentality going from here on out.
Yeah, I mean, not a whole lot of time left. You guys going into regionals. How do you feel heading into the regional tournament? Or do you guys play? Is it a tournament format, kind of like everything else? Or do you,
yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, I think that we can do good at regionals this year. We will be playing Lincolnwood again at Lincolnwood, who we played tonight. And I, even though we didn't have a good game tonight, I think on a different day, if we come out and everyone does what they're supposed to do, I think we really do have a shot of actually making something of the regional this year.
All right. Well, thanks for your time, Coach. Good luck.